Imagine a massive, global pressure cooker.
Right, where the safety valves are just completely jammed.
Exactly. And someone is simultaneously turning up the heat on the world's energy, food, and financial systems all at once.
All at the same time, yeah.
Welcome to the Weekly Report, awakening the sleeping giant for the week of April 27th, 2026. I am your host, Adrian, and joining me to decode the signals, patterns, and threads in today's intelligence is our expert guide, Elena.
It is great to be here. And we are doing something highly specific today.
Bypassing the mainstream narratives completely.
Totally. Our mission is to extract the really vital structural arguments from a massive stack of alternative intelligence reports, raw claims, and deep system metrics that you, the listener, have provided to us.
Right. Okay, let's unpack this. Because we usually look at global events as isolated issues, right? Like
Yeah.
a strike here, maybe a supply shortage over there.
Yeah, disjointed events.
Right. But the documents we are analyzing for this deep dive suggest we are no longer facing like temporary crises. We have entered a phase of sustained, managed instability.
It's a systemic breakdown. I mean, we're talking geopolitics, agriculture, the economy.
Even suppressed technologies, which is wild. And if you look at the command center map on the screen behind you, the starting point of this collapse is just glaringly obvious.
Oh, absolutely. The global maritime routes are just flashing red.
Flashing red everywhere.
Because pressure always hits the choke points first. And right now, the ultimate choke point is the Strait of Hormuz.
Right.
And diplomatic efforts to keep it open have, well, they've entirely collapsed. The intelligence outlines how the U.S.-Iran talks in Islamabad, which were mediated by Pakistan, by the way, ended in complete failure.
After what, 20 hours?
20 grueling hours, yeah. There is no framework moving forward. Like, military signaling has officially replaced diplomacy.
And the scale of what flows through that strait, I mean, it's hard to overstate. We are looking at 13 million barrels of oil per day, which that is 20% of the entire global supply,
Wrong.
Just effectively blocked. And the reports are saying the strait has actually been mined.
Yeah, that's what the sources claim. And Fatih Birol, the head of the International Energy Agency, he's explicitly warning that this is the, quote, biggest energy security threat in history.
Wow. And you can see the physical shockwaves already hitting.
Yeah.
I mean, the sources state jet fuel in Europe is down to a 6-week supply.
Right, forcing Lufthansa to cut 20,000 flights just to, conserve what little they have left.
What's crazy is the naval aspect.
Oh, yeah. What's fascinating here is how this event marks a profound shift in global leverage. I mean, we are watching the collapse of naval supremacy in real time.
Yeah, the text highlights that incident where the U.S. Navy seized the Iranian-flagged cargo ship, the Tuzka.
The Tuzka, yes, under sanctions enforcement.
Right, which these alternative reports characterize outright as piracy.
Exactly. The underlying argument in the intelligence is that control of flow has superseded control of territory.
So the era of a single superpower, just effortlessly policing the blue water oceans, it's fracturing.
It's gone. The sources actually refer to it as the transition to a Mad Max ocean.
A Mad Max. I mean, look at it this way. It's like a massive global highway, right? And the main bridge is out. But instead of fixing it, the traffic cops have turned into toll-taking warlords.
That is exactly it. We aren't just seeing navies clashing. We are seeing the rise of, armed merchantmen, private security escorts.
Regional powers demanding tolls for safe passage.
Yeah, the privatization of ocean security,
Yeah.
which fundamentally alters global markets. We're moving from event-driven panic, where prices spike and then settle down, to duration-based structural pricing.
Because the markets realize this maritime highway isn't getting repaired anytime soon.
Right. So the cost of everything traveling on it permanently increases, and that friction, it immediately migrates onshore.
Which is exactly what the reports show happening to domestic infrastructure. Because when the oceans are choked, the physical strain on domestic refineries and pipelines just multiply.
It compounds.
We are tracking a string of severe global refinery fires across 4 different continents right now.
Yeah, the reports detail a massive explosion at the Valero Port Arthur refinery down in Texas.
Right. And in Mexico, the Dos Bocas refinery has suffered 4 separate incidents in just 23 days.
4 incidents. And then in Russia, the Lukoil Stovo facility was hit by drone strikes.
Plus, similarly, crippling fires at refineries in Geelong, Australia, and Rajasthan in India.
And this is where the intelligence community in our source deck is really heavily divided.
Yeah, big time.
Some of the sources are claiming these fires are part of a coordinated, covert campaign, like a literal sabotage for depopulation.
Wait, hold on, though. Let's look at the state of this infrastructure before we jump straight to, you know, coordinated sabotage.
Fair point.
Because if you redline an aging industrial plant for 5 years to meet impossible global demand while simultaneously slashing maintenance budgets to preserve corporate margins, a catastrophic fire isn't necessarily a grand conspiracy.
Right, it's just physics at that point.
Hmm. It's like running a car engine with no oil through a desert.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually a gasket is going to blow.
Exactly. But if we connect this to the bigger picture, the actual source of the fire almost doesn't matter as much as the systemic risk it exposes.
That's very true.
Whether it's wartime drone strikes in Russia, tragic negligence in Mexico, or engineered sabotage, the vulnerability is identical.
Our global just-in-time supply chain has absolutely no slack.
Zero. And when refineries go down, the energy needed to sustain massive populations just vanishes.
And when you choke off energy, you don't just, you know, delay Amazon packages. You systematically dismantle the chemical foundation of global agriculture.
Which is terrifying.
This is where the intelligence gets really dark. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz cuts off liquefied natural gas, or LNG. And LNG isn't just a power source for factories.
Right. It is the literal chemical ingredient required for the Haber-Bosch process. Mm-hmm. And for those who don't know, the Haber-Bosch process is how we create synthetic nitrogen fertilizer. It relies on intense heat and pressure to rip hydrogen atoms off of natural gas and bind them with nitrogen from the air.
And without that continuous flow of LNG,
you cannot physically synthesize the fertilizer that feeds half the planet.
And the numbers in the report reflect exactly that. 70% of U.S. farmers say they simply cannot afford fertilizer this year.
70%? That's catastrophic.
And agricultural yields are collapsing across the board anyway. Look at Florida. Orange production is down an astonishing 95% since 1996.
95%?
Yeah. It's been decimated by severe cold snaps and this incurable citrus greening disease that destroys the trees from the inside out.
And the protein supply is buckling under similar multi-front pressures. The U.S. cattle herd is currently down to 86.2 million head.
Which is the smallest it's been since, what, the 50s?
Yeah, since 1951. I mean, we are trying to feed a population of 342 million Americans with a cattle herd sized for a population less than half that size.
And it isn't just market economics driving that decline either. The cattle are being decimated by environmental extremes. Over 61% of the U.S. is suffocating under severe drought conditions.
Which is also destroying the winter wheat crop, by the way.
Right. And on top of that, ranchers are dealing with a terrifying march of the flesh-eating New World screwer moving up from Mexico, actively ravaging livestock.
It's a nightmare scenario. And the vulnerability of this agricultural system underscores a chilling reality mentioned in the intelligence. It says modern society is only ever 9 meals away from anarchy.
9 meals.
Yeah.
3 days.
Yeah. When the physical pressure of energy and food scarcity builds to this degree, the shockwave doesn't stay in the field. It moves straight into the supermarket and then into the broader economy, fracturing societal sanity.
Let's actually look at how that physical scarcity is triggering the financial decay outlined in these documents. Because U.S. government unfunded obligations have hit an incomprehensible $130.12 trillion.
Trillion. With
T. Consumer confidence has plummeted to a record low of 47.6. And everyday Americans are carrying the weight of over $1 trillion in credit card debt just to maintain baseline survival.
And the employment metrics completely contradict any mainstream narrative of recovery. I mean, the reports track massive layoffs hitting major corporations.
Like Meta cutting 8,000 jobs.
Right. Alongside heavy structural cuts at Morgan Stanley, Wendy's, eBay. And simultaneously, 42.5% of recent college graduates are underemployed.
They're trapped in jobs that don't utilize their degrees or pay enough to service their student debt.
Exactly.
The economy right now is like a massive suspension bridge where the main steel cables have already snapped.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
The only reason the bridge is still hanging in the air is because of the sheer friction of the rusted bolts holding the deck together, like Wile E. Coyote running off a cliff.
Right. The ground is gone, but the fall hasn't started because nobody has looked down yet.
Exactly. The foundational mathematical support is completely gone. We are just waiting for gravity to overcome the friction.
And the data suggests gravity is starting to take hold. People are feeling that drop, and the psychological levees are breaking. According to our deep dive sources, there have been 116 mass shootings so far in 2026.
That is just awful.
And a profoundly unsettling survey in the stack indicates that 19.3 million Americans have seriously considered shooting someone.
When nearly 20 million people are contemplating extreme violence, the polite veneer of society is burning away. I mean, look at the bizarre nature of the crimes happening right now.
Yeah, the crime reports are wild.
A quadruple amputee charged with murder in Maryland. An incredibly brazen $1.8 million Brinks truck heist in Philadelphia. Massive organized street takeovers paralyzing wealthy, highly policed neighborhoods in Washington, D.C.
We are witnessing what structural analysts call the erosion of concealment. Systems and societies don't usually shatter in an instant. They strain, warp, and reveal their internal decay. The psychological toll of chronic inflation and relentless scarcity strips away the social contract. And you see it reflected in cultural shifts as well. The U.S. birth rate has fallen to a record low. New York legalized assisted suicide.
And culturally, 24% of Americans now identify as nuns, claiming no religious affiliation.
Right.
And only 1% of Generation Z holds a traditional biblical worldview. The foundational anchors of the 20th century are lifting.
And when the public, visible systems fracture like this, the hidden systems, the shadow infrastructure, inevitably bubble to the surface.
Right, the shadow warrior.
Yes. According to the breaking news in our intelligence stack, President Trump survived a third assassination attempt, this time at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
And the details surrounding the suspect are highly anomalous, to say the least.
Very. This shooter, a 31-year-old named Cole Comas Allen, is not profiled as a standard political extremist.
Nah.
I mean, he's a Caltech graduate and a former intern at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
JPL. Yeah, the alternative reports assert this wasn't standard political violence at all. They claim the assassination attempt was a desperate maneuver to silence an accelerating probe.
A probe into the deaths and disappearances of 13 U.S. scientists and 9 Chinese scientists.
We are talking about highly specialized individuals here, like Monica Reza, an aerospace engineer who simply vanished without a trace while hiking in the Angeles National Forest.
And the intelligence highlights a bizarre digital breadcrumb trail that points to a deeper coordination here. A dormant X account under the name Henry Martinez sat completely inactive until December 2023.
And then it posted exactly 2 words, right?
Yes. Cole Allen. And what makes this significant is that the name Henry Martinez overlaps with a Lockheed Martin engineer who authored a NASA paper during the exact same year the shooter interned at JPL.
So the implication in the text is that this was an insurance policy, like a warning left in the open by someone who knew Allen was being maneuvered into position. But let's apply some friction to this theory for a second. If we look at a list of older scientists and researchers dying over a span of years, isn't that just actuarial tables catching up with a specific demographic?
That's a valid argument.
Because humans are naturally wired for pattern recognition. If you look at any large industry, you can compile a list of tragic accidents and suicides. Are we sure this isn't just demographic coincidence being framed as a grand conspiracy? I mean, take the death of UFO researcher David Wilcock. It was officially ruled a suicide.
Well, this raises an important question about how we process information during a crisis. There is absolutely a psychological comfort in finding patterns in chaos. It makes a frightening world feel ordered, even if that order is malevolent.
Right.
However, what elevates this beyond mere internet pattern matching is the institutional response. The sources note that Wilcock explicitly warned his followers the day prior that he was not suicidal and that his ongoing work was putting him in acute danger.
Yeah, that changes things.
Furthermore, the FBI and the House Oversight Committee are now actively investigating these specific aerospace and nuclear scientists' deaths. That indicates the narrative warfare surrounding these individuals is real enough to trigger congressional action.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Why target these specific disciplines? Aerospace and nuclear research.
Right. Why them?
According to the text we are analyzing, this shadow war is fundamentally a battle to suppress paradigm-shifting technology and to prevent a total reset of global financial reality.
The reports allege that the Pentagon completely ignored a hard April 15 deadline set by Representative Anna Paulina Luna.
And this was to release those 46 full-color tapes of USOs, right? Unidentified submerged objects.
Yes. And the documents claim this isn't blurry infrared sensor data. This is military radar and full-color video showing crafts moving at over 400 knots underwater near U.S. nuclear submarines.
To put that in perspective for you, moving 400 knots underwater violates our current understanding of fluid dynamics. The resistance of water should rip any conventional craft to shreds at that speed.
Completely destroy it.
And it should create massive cavitation boiling water and noise. but these crafts reportedly have no visible propulsion systems and create zero wake.
And the technological claims in these documents go much further back than recent USO sightings. The sources detail the existence of 6,000 suppressed patents originally tied to Nikola Tesla.
6,000?
Yeah. The narrative asserts that in 1943, Dr. John G. Trump, Donald Trump's uncle, who was an MIT professor, was tasked by the U.S. government to review Tesla's seized papers.
Oh, wow.
And the reports we are reading claim that President Trump is now preparing to release this exact suppressed technology to the public.
This supposedly includes zero-point free energy systems and frequency healing technology, often referred to as med beds.
Right, which theoretically use vibrational frequencies to repair cellular damage at the atomic level.
Alongside the suppressed physics, the sources detail a massive coordinated financial reset designed to break the current debt-based system.
This is huge.
They claim an unprecedented, unpublicized audit of Fort Knox revealed that only 17% of U.S. gold actually meets international purity standards.
Just 17%. And the intelligence suggests this is what is prompting nations like Germany to rapidly repatriate their gold reserves.
Meanwhile, a parallel financial infrastructure has already gone live. The BRICS nations have officially launched BRICS Pay to bypass the Western SWIFT system.
The texts claim this is the first phase of ushering in the QFS, or quantum financial system.
Right. Because unlike SWIFT, which is essentially just a centralized messaging system that relies on fiat currency and trusted intermediaries.
Yeah, the QFS is described as an unhackable network utilizing quantum computing to process transactions tied to physical, tangible assets.
It is like discovering the operating system of the entire world has been running on a hidden partition of the hard drive, and a coalition is finally typing in the admin password to unlock it.
And as the old systems of control are dismantled, the historical secrets that maintain them are allegedly being weaponized.
Yeah, and we must be clear that we are impartially reporting these claims strictly as they are written in the provided text, but go on.
Yes, strictly from the sources. They detail the existence of the Obama files operating under the code name Renegade.
Renegade.
These documents allege $1.7 billion in covert wire transfers to Hezbollah, handwritten stand-down orders during the Benghazi attack, and a shadow government back channel to Tehran that remained actively steering policy years after his presidency ended.
So, what does this all mean? If we step back from the dizzying specifics of quantum ledgers, hidden gold, and classified submarine encounters, what is the core structural truth you should take away from this intelligence?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the underlying truth woven through all these disparate signals is that centralized power is fracturing. The massive systems of control that define the 20th century fossil fuel dependency, the dominance of the petrodollar unified mainstream media narratives, they are losing their grip.
They simply cannot contain the pressure anymore.
Right. They are making way for a decentralized, multipolar world. The global pressure cooker isn't just destroying the old infrastructure. It is violently forcing the new reality to the surface.
Let's just take a breath and look at the immense ground we have covered in this week's deep dive. We started at the macro level with the breakdown of diplomacy and the mining of the Strait of Hormuz.
Right, analyzing how duration-based structural pricing alters global markets.
Yeah, and we tracked how that specific energy disruption chokes off LNG, physically starving the Haber-Bosch process, and leaving global agriculture vulnerable to historic collapse.
And then we explored how that physical strain manifests as societal and economic decay, tearing away the veneer of civilization.
Exactly. And finally, we plunged into the shadow wars bubbling up, from the targeting of specialized scientists to the imminent narrative warfare surrounding suppressed technologies and the rollout of an asset-backed quantum financial reset.
It is a profound, almost overwhelming amount of systemic change happening simultaneously. Which brings us to a crucial, practical question for you to consider as you digest this intelligence.
Yeah, what's the takeaway here?
In a world where stability is no longer defined by top-down institutional control, but by radical adaptability, how is you repositioning your own life? When the massive centralized systems you currently rely on for food, energy, and objective truth go offline, what is your personal backup generator, mentally, physically, and financially?
That is the perfect question to leave hanging in the air. When the pressure cooker finally blows, you want to be the one standing clear of the steam with your own systems intact. Thank you for joining us for this Awakening the Sleeping Giant report. As you navigate the week ahead, move forward with gratitude, discernment, and patience.